Hello, church family. It is August 11th, and my name is Cale, and we're going to be praying and thinking and talking about adoptive families. And as I was preparing for this, there's kind of three categories that came to mind when thinking about adoptive families. There's those who are considering adoption for one reason or another. There are those who are in the process of adoption, or there are those who have already gone through the process of adopting a child, and whether it be from birth, whether it be a elementary or middle school aged child, or even a teenager, those who have gone through the process of already adopting a child. You know, and as I think about that, we're going to be praying about three different areas for all of these families. We're going to be praying for wisdom, we're going to be praying for patience, and we're going to pray for their faith to be strengthened through this process. And for those who are considering adoption, that's a big decision to make. And like I said, for whatever reason it is, and maybe it's a part of the vision that our church is spearheading. Maybe it's for infertility reasons. You know, there's a lot of different reasons that people consider adoption. So we're going to be praying for wisdom, patience, and for strength and faith for those families. And we're going to be praying for those people who are in process. I have friends that live here in the area that have been in the process, doing all the paperwork, home visits for the last 5 years, and had just learned last week or the week before that they are adopting two boys from Haiti. And so they're excited, and they're going through the process of getting all the international things ready. And so there's a lot of different emotions that go into this. And so we're going to be praying for wisdom, patience, and for strength and faith for those who are in the process of adopting. And finally, for those who have already gone through the process of adopting, those who have finalized adoptions, we're going to be praying for wisdom as they start this new journey. We're going to be praying for patience and for strengthened faith as well. You know, in James 1:5, it says, if any of you lacks wisdom, you ask God, who gives generously to all without reproach, and it will be given to him. So we're going to pray for wisdom. In Colossians 1, it says that we can boldly ask God to strengthen with all power according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy. So we're going to be praying for patience. And then you've heard this verse time and time again, but we're going to be praying for strength and faith. That Proverbs 3:5 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. So let's take a few moments here together and pray for wisdom, for patience, and for strengthened faith for our adoptive families. Lord, we thank you for these families within our church or within the scope of our church that have made the decision or are at least considering the option of adopting and bringing someone new into their families. And Lord, we know it's an exciting time. We know there's a lot of unanswered questions and a lot of anxiety that may come with a decision like this. Lord, we pray for wisdom. We pray for true wisdom that can only come from you. And we pray that you will surround these people with godly wisdom, and that for people that can speak truth into their lives and can speak life into their lives. Lord, we pray for patience as people go through this process. Lord, we know it's a long, tedious process. Lord, we pray for their patience and their endurance to be strengthened. And Lord, most of all, we pray for their faith to be strengthened in all these areas, whether they're considering adoption, whether they're in the process, or they've already gone through the process. Lord, we pray for their faith to be built, and that they can instill that faith into the children that they have in their care. Lord, all for your glory, all for your honor. We praise in your name. Amen.